Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Elbit Systems' first quarter 2018 results conference call. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact Elbit Systems' investor relations team at GK Investor and Public Relations at 1-646-688-3559 or view it in the investors relations section of the company's website at www.elbitsystems.com. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kenny Green of GK Investor Relations. Kenny, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Thank you and good day to everybody. On behalf of all the investors, I would like to thank Elbit Systems management for hosting this call. Joining us on the call today are Mr. Betzalel Butzi-Machlis, Elbit's President and CEO, and Mr. Yossi Gaspar, Elbit Systems' Chief Financial Officer. Yossi will begin by providing a discussion of the financial results for the first quarter of 2018, followed by Butzi, who will talk about some of the significant events during the quarter and beyond. We will then turn over the call to the question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that the safe harbor statement in the company's press release issued earlier today also refers to the contents of this conference call. With that, I would now like to hand the call over to Yossi. Yossi, please go ahead.
Thank you, Kenny. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. As we do every quarter, we will provide you with both our regular GAAP financial data as well as certain supplemental non-GAAP information. You can find all the detailed GAAP financial data as well as the non-GAAP information and reconciliation in today's press release. Overall, we are pleased with our performance in the first quarter of 2018. In particular, we saw a solid increase in our backlog over the long term as well as its shorter-term component. This supports top-line growth for the future. I also want to highlight that starting from this quarter, based on our GAAP requirements, we implemented the ASC 606 accounting standard. The adoption of the new accounting standard had partial influence on the revenue growth in the first quarter of 2018. At year-end of 2018, we will publish our financial statements based on ASC 606 standard and will include notes with financial results according to the ASC 605 standard. Please note further clarifications on the accounting policies update in our press release. I will now highlight and discuss some of the key figures and trends in our financial results. The first quarter of 2018 revenues were $819 million, compared with $749 million reported in the first quarter of 2017, up 9.3% year-over-year. The growth was driven by sales from increased backlog and the adoption of the ASC 606 revenue recognition standard. In terms of revenue breakdown across our areas of operation in the quarter, Airborne Systems was 38%, C4ISR was 34%, Land Systems 14%, Electro-Optics was 11%, and the rest was 3%. Compared with the first quarter of last year, sales as a percentage of revenues of our main areas of operation were similar to those as of the first quarter of last year, with a slight increase in Land Systems sales due to increased Homeland Security sales and a slight decrease in C4ISR sales. In terms of geographic breakdown for the quarter, we continue to be fairly evenly diversified among the various regions in which we operate, with North America at 25% of our revenues, Europe at 19%, Israel at 23%, Asia Pacific at 21%, Latin America at 5%, and the rest of the world, 7%. For the first quarter, the non-GAAP gross margin was 29.3% versus 30.3% last year. Our GAAP gross margin was 28.8% in the quarter versus 29.5% last year. Our gross margin was affected by the product mix as well as by a less favorable exchange rate environment during the first quarter, where the average shekel rate in the quarter strengthened versus the US dollar compared with the first quarter of last year. The first quarter non-GAAP operating income grew 6% to $69.4 million, or 8.5% of revenues, compared with $65.5 million, or 8.7% of revenues last year. GAAP operating income in the quarter increased by 9% to $63.3 million, or 7.7% of revenues, compared with $58.2 million, or 7.8% of revenues last year. In terms of our GAAP expenses for the quarter, the total operating expenses were 21% of revenues, compared with 21.7% of revenues in the first quarter of last year. The operating expense breakdown in the quarter was as follows. Net R&D expenses were 8.3% of revenues versus 7.8% last year. Marketing and selling expenses were 8.3% of revenues versus 8.8% last year. And G&A expenses were at 4.4% of revenues versus 5.2% last year. Financial expenses for the first quarter of 2018 were $10.2 million, compared with financial expenses of $8.6 million in the first quarter of last year. The increase was mainly due to higher debt level and an increase in interest rates. Taxes in the first quarter were $6.3 million, or 12% of pre-tax income, versus $5.3 million, or 10.6% of pre-tax income in the first quarter of last year. For the first quarter, non-GAAP net income was $54.9 million, or a net margin of 6.7%, versus $51.7 million, or a net margin of 6.9% last year. Non-GAAP diluted earnings per share were $1.28, compared with $1.21 last year, an increase of 6%. On a GAAP basis, first quarter consolidated net income was $49.6 million, or a net margin of 6.1%, versus $45.6 million, or a net margin of 6.1% as last year. GAAP diluted earnings per share were $1.16, compared with $1.07 last year. Our backlog of orders as of March 31st, 2018 was $8.046 billion, $979 million higher than the backlog at the end of the first quarter of 2017. This represents an increase of 13.9% in the backlog. To provide some further color on the growth of the backlog, the short-term portion of the backlog due to the remainder of this year and 2019 grew by 7.3% over that at the same time last year. These numbers provide potential for future revenue growth. Approximately 60% of the current backlog is scheduled to be performed during 2018 and 2019, and 40% of the current backlog is scheduled for 2020 and beyond. The ratio as at the same quarter at the end of last year was 64% and 36% respectively. Operating cash flow for the quarter was a negative of $147.9 million compared with a negative cash flow of $51.3 million the same quarter last year. The cash flow reduction reflects an increase in receivables, partially due to longer payment terms to some customers. We do not believe that there is any increased risk within our receivables. The Board of Directors declared a dividend of 44 cents per share for the first quarter of 2018. That ends my summary, and now I shall turn it over to Mr. Machlis, Elbit's CEO. Butzi, please.
Thank you, Yossi. As Yossi mentioned, we are pleased with our continued growth in the first quarter of 2018. In particular, the highlight is definitely the strong growth in backlog, increasing by 14% in a one-year period, which on an organic basis is the highest growth rate we have seen in many years. While the long-term portion of the backlog has been growing strongly for a number of quarters now, even the short term portion over the next seven quarters grew by over 7% versus the same time last year, which gives me confidence in our growth in the coming 2 years. The backlog is a metric that I believe is a strong indicator for the health of our businesses. Moreover, it continues to provide us with either improving revenue visibility into our businesses. Our long-term growth and development is built on both investing in our businesses and growing on an organic basis, as well as acquiring and adding synergetic businesses to our overall organization. In April, we completed the acquisition of an Arizona-based company, Universal Avionics, for approximately $120 million. They develop commercial avionics systems for the retrofit and forward-fit markets, including flight management systems, displays, communication systems, complete cockpit solutions, and additional advanced commercial avionics systems. We see these products as complementary to our existing commercial avionics systems, our enhanced flight vision system, and our commercial head-up display product lines. We believe that the newly combined portfolio creates synergies that will strengthen our competitive position in the commercial avionics market. Furthermore, in recent months, there has been some coverage in the Israeli press, as well as Israeli government statements with regards to the privatization of Israeli Military Industries, or IMI, and the potential sale to Elbit. While this has been a long process, we have been in discussion with the Israeli government, which recently made progress. We believe IMI brings Elbit access to new markets and products, and we can leverage our existing business platform. There are many synergies which we can realize once the two companies are combined, and while it may take time, Elbit has proven numerous times that we are highly adept at making acquisitions work. We will update you if and when this acquisition moves ahead. In terms of our organic growth, we have been working hard to capitalize on the increased opportunities and positive momentum we are seeing in many of our end markets. As a strong growth in the backlog demonstrates, we have been successful at winning new contracts with existing as well as new customers diversified geographically around the world. I will now be happy to take your questions. Operator, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. First question is from Michael Klahr of Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. First question is on the adoption of Accounting Standard 606. What impact did that have on working capital? You provided some numbers in the statement. Is it about a $6 million impact on working capital? Is that right? That's my first question. My second question is if you could give us some numbers around the Universal Avionics acquisition in terms of revenues or earnings. My third question is, you spoke about IMI in your comments. What's the timeline on that? You said it was proceeding. Can you give us any color on timeline? Is it expected this year? Thank you.
I'll answer the working capital question, Michael. Essentially, you are right, although we have not completed all the calculations and all the adaptation of the 605 compared to 606. As you have seen in our press release, the numbers add up to essentially the numbers that you quoted. Regarding Universal, We acquired the company in early April, that I believe 10th or 11th of April. Universal will be consolidated in our financial results in the second quarter. We expect to have some increase in revenues because of that, compared to the $3.5 billion that we have for the full year. We don't expect that to be a very material number, but it's definitely a positive add to us. In general, the profitability of the company is in the same line like what we experience in Elbit with minor changes. So there might be some transition numbers, you know, as always when we acquire a business, but in general, it's a accretive acquisition to the company.
Michael, it's Butzi. Good morning. With regards to IMI, the process is progressing, and I believe that this process will be concluded soon. I certainly believe it will happen this year.
Thank you.
The next question is from Ella Fried of Bank Leumi. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my question. I will follow Michael on the 606 revenue recognition standard. I wonder whether you could provide us, maybe not with the exact numbers, but with either a range or a foreseeable pace of the impact in the following quarters, but some kind of anchor in order to separate the organic growth and the impact of the standard before consolidation of Universal in this quarter and in the end of the year, probably in consolidation of IMI. So in order to follow the growth and to analyze it, it would be great if you could give us some kind of science.
Hi, Ella. This is Yossi. I'm sorry, but we cannot provide exact numbers on this item. They are still in work and will definitely be concluded yearly numbers when we have our financial statements of 2018 with comparable numbers for the full year in both standards. However, having said that, we did see this quarter significantly, I would say to some extent, extraordinary growth in revenues. Part of that, as I said, was regular organic growth, and I would say in comparison with the growth that we had years ago in the first quarter, we definitely exceeded that organic part. The other part is regarding the 606 revenue recognition standard, which will go on for the following quarters. So actually, looking at the growth in our backlog, I would say the meaning of the 606 will diminish more and more over the coming quarters as we take the backlog and transform it into revenues. So bottom line is that it, part of that comes from the revenue recognition standard, but this thing, I would say, I'm sorry, I cannot give you exact numbers.
Okay, thank you. And was the backlog itself impacted by this adoption of the standard, or it's non-affected?
No, it's not affected.
Okay, thank you very much. And another question. In the following quarter, will you consolidate the backlog of Universal already?
Yes, second quarter numbers will consolidate all the financial performance of Universal, including their backlog. I would just warn that in the business, in the commercial area, the business has a different kind of backlog ratio to revenues as you know that from the defense business that we are operating in. It's a more quicker turnaround backlog than in our defense business. So the numbers, we do not expect to have them a huge impact.
Okay, thank you very much, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing the numbers.
Thank you.
The next question is from Eitan Etzioni of Etzioni Portfolio Management. Please go ahead.
I wanted to ask, there was this agreement with the Obama administration that said that all the military aid has to go to American companies. I wanted to ask if that affects you.
I just want to remind all of us that we are active in the U.S. market via a company we have in the U.S., Elbit Systems of America. Our U.S. Activities are strong and an important part of our revenues and backlog. This company, Elbit Systems of America, most of its activities are for the U.S. market. But they do also some FMS activities for the Israeli market. So the answer is no. I don't see any effect on Elbit. On the contrary, I believe that we are very well prepared for this transition.
Okay, thank you. Second question, please. In the previous call, you mentioned headwinds. I assume that was related to the currency that was the dollar that was low at the time. Now that the dollar strengthened somewhat, is it fair to say that the headwinds have gone away?
I would say the following. The first quarter of this year, we definitely were impacted negatively by the strong shekel. Compared with the first quarter of last year, the shekel was stronger by about 6-7%, and including our hedging, close to 9%. However, we were able, as you have seen in our results, to overcome that, and due to operational efficiencies and other activities that we did in the company, we were able to reach essentially the same operating profit rate like last year. Following the first quarter, we have seen some strengthening of the U.S. dollar versus the Israeli shekel. It did reach about 3.6 shekels to the dollar, as you know, and that has helped us in doing some hedging activity. Looking forward, we expect that this will help us in the future quarters. And compared to the first quarter, we expect to have less of heading, less of friction from that point of view with the shekel. But still, we have the challenge of 3.5, 3.6 range shekel to the dollar.
At the current rate, that's a rate that you're comfortable with.
I'm not happy with the current rate, but it is better, much better than than the one that we had in the first quarter.
With regard to the growth in the backlog, is there you didn't announce that many large contracts? So is it many small contracts, or was there something larger?
We did not change our policy of reporting to the market. So coming from that point of view, we had many medium-sized and small contracts on one hand, and also follow-on contracts on the other hand. We did report one major one with Australia, command and control systems. But other than that, we had many, many medium-sized and smaller ones, which definitely give us a very good feeling that if there's any risk in any contract, it is spread over many of those, so we feel very comfortable with what we have in the backlog.
Okay. Final question, please. I see the share in affiliates increased to 3.1 million. Is that... is that representative? What is the source of the increase, please?
What did increase? I didn't get you.
profit from share and affiliates?
Oh, that one. Yeah. Well, it first of all, I wouldn't give a lot of weight for quarterly numbers in our business. You have to look at the overall yearly performance. However, yeah, we did see improvement in our partnerships, in the performance of them. One of them is here in Israel, which did contribute very nicely to our performance. The other one is in the U.K., and we have quite a lot of those. Overall, most of them did much better than last year.
So is this representative the current quarter?
We hope so. We're not sure. We do not give guidance, as you know, but we hope so.
Okay. Thank you and much success.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Michael Klahr of Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Can you comment on working capital? I see it was $130 million outflow in first quarter last year, $230 million outflow this year. Is there something specific driving that? Is it particular geography or segment? If you could give us some comment on that.
Yeah. Well, if you look at our financial statements, you will see in this quarter, you will see two things. One is ongoing continuation of our general policy that we use our strong balance sheet to win contracts, to provide our customers with the required payment terms in compliance with their budgets. This drives definitely to a higher level the working capital. And of course, it helps us win positions in strategic markets. This part is essentially a continuation of what has happened over the last two to three years. It looks like a very good strategy and helps us grow the backlog and win positions in the market. These customers are grade A customers with very, very low risk, with a long-term working relationship with the company. And we are very confident that we're going to collect that money in due time according to the contracts. So that's one aspect of that. The other aspect is you have seen this quarter specifically growth actually in the payment to our suppliers, which reduced the line of payables compared to what we had before. And that is due to preparation, acceptance of deliveries from our suppliers, and accordingly growth in inventory in preparation of future deliveries from our company to our customers. So these two combined have driven some growth in the working capital.
Is that you mentioned about change of terms, your first point about change of terms with customers to use your balance sheet to win contracts. Is that where are you now at terms that you're comfortable with, or will we see that those terms of business, at least on the cash flow side, continue to deteriorate?
I think we are in a very well-balanced point in running the business. I would not expect a significant growth in that area, except as related to the adoption of the 606 standard, which, as you know, revenues are recognized upon the input method as cost is incurred, while there might be some time delay from the time cost is incurred until the deliveries are made and payment is received. So here, we might see some increase in the future working capital. I would not expect any extraordinary growth.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from Dan Stolper of Stifel. Please go ahead.
Per Bookbinder, can you comment on any developments with the virtual wall in the United States?
The program is progressing. The part of the system is already, operational in several areas along the border in Arizona. And from what we understand, this solution is successful. The system is successful and the customer is satisfied. And we look forward to get additional activities around this program.
Can you tell how much interest there is from the Trump administration to try to use this instead of a physical wall?
It's difficult for me to answer this question. I believe that the possible solution might be a combination of physical wall with a virtual one.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Machlis to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available 2 hours after the conference ends. In the U.S., please call 1-888-326-9310. In Israel, please call 03-925-5904. And internationally, please call 972-3-925-5904. A replay of the call will also be available on the company's website at www.elbitsystems.com. Mr. Machlis, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Thank you. I would like to thank all of our employees for their continued hard work. To everyone on the call, thank you for joining us today and for your continued support and interest in our company. Have a good day and goodbye.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Systems first quarter 2018 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.